Okay, Moirai Veraboisai, Seman Yud, in Hilchas Tzitzis. Talis, Din Kanfois, Talis, this is a very interesting halacha. This is halachas regarding the Kanfois of the Talis. What's a Kanfois? Corners. By the way, in good Yiddish, old fashioned expression. Abakanfus. Tzitzis Kanfus, yeah? That's how she got. The old-fashioned way of calling the tzitzis is I am familiar with the expression abakanfus. Abakanfus. Yeah, that's the real expression. That's it's called abakanfus. And your grandmother used to call it tzitzikanfus. Okay, where's never heard it? Never heard it. Where's that? Where was she from? Originally? Russian. More Russian. Tzitzikanfus. That's right. So it's because yeah. That's the old-fashioned expressions. Yeah, but we call it nowadays, we call it titsis. Now, knaf literally means a corner. Abakanfus, the four corners. So, and the pasuk indeed tells us that a garment which has got four kanfus is required to have titsis. What happens if a corner doesn't have, what happens if a garment doesn't have four canvas. Let's say it's got three canvas.
As long as they get ripped, it's
done. Oh, absolutely. Very common indeed.
One corner could just get...
Absolutely, it's just so common. For the non-bikers as well. But certainly for the cyclists. So the question is, what happens then? What about with a garment which has got only three corners? What do you do then? Do you put on tzitzis? What happens if it's got five kanfus? Now you're going to laugh, but it's more common than you expect because five kanfus, if you make an extra corner, it will be five kanfus. What do you do then? How many tits do you put on a five cornered garment? What if there's six? Very common. Yeah, you make a slit in the middle, it will have six. What happens then? Do you put six tits on? Okay, Rabbi said this amongst other halachas. We'll be discussing Siman Yud. Talis she'ein lo abu kanfois. Are we there? Yes, Siman Yud, Seif Aleph. Talis she'ein lo abu kanfois. A talis. In this context, it means what does talis mean in this context? The literal translation:
a garment.
Talis over here means garment, which is the real Mishnaic word. Talis she'ein lo abu kanfois, a garment which has got no, which doesn't have four corners, petura is exempt from tzitzis. So if you've got any garment which has got less than four corners, you don't put tzitzis on. However, yesh lo yoisem abo, if it's got more than four kanfois, chayeves, if it's got four plus, it's obligated to attach tzitzis to it. You put the four tzitzis on its four corners. The most distance one. This is actually quite important because so the point is you've got to put the four tzitzis on the four most distant tzitzis. So, if you've got a garment which has got six corners, come think of one now. What would have six corners? Some sort of
waistcoat with two slits.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. So really, if you want to attach tzitzis to it, you've got to do it on the foremost distance. There's a better word than distance. The foremost extreme. The foremost...
Tangential.
All right, let it be tangential. By Korishma Beisrael, tangential.
Sounds good.
So it's got to be the foremost corners. Pardon? Yeah. So that's what it is. So even if you've got six corners, you put four tzitzis on. Now the Mishnah says, "Kavn Aleph." There's a few interesting Mishnahs of this. If Kavn Aleph tells us the following: "She'ein lo abu kanfus." Mishnah Aleph tells us, "Bein betchilas asiyosu," whether it was initially created, produced, manufactured with less than four corners, "Bein," or whether shechot echach kach knaf echol v'so egol. So, if you were to what happens if you've got a four cornered garment and it's got four corners for weeks, for months, for years, and then you decide, actually, would it be much more beautiful if one of the four corners are off? And what you do is you make a round circle out of the corner, you cut it into a nice circle. It's not a circle, it's not much a circle, it's a half circle, it's not even a half circle, it's a quarter circle. What's the word? It's you cut it off. You the corner, you make you round off the corner. Like in what? Yeah. Yeah, that's it, exactly like this. So say it was very good. Thank you. I didn't think of that. If it was and I make it, I mean, I round it up. So now, will I say, hey, they said for months, for years, they said four corners, keep the tzitzis on, or are you going to say, no, hold on, now it's got three corners, so take the tzitzis off. No tzitzis, no strings attached. That's right, yeah. Yes, and that's probably part of the reason why. So we're learning now two things. First of all, we're learning that if it was square and it is round now, we just go according to what it's now. Currently, it's got no fork, so it's let it be so the way it is now. We don't look at the historical aspect, and also we're learning that if you are, it's really important. It's going to come up numerous times. If it's rounded off, it's not considered a. It's not corner anymore. It's rounded off. You can actually exempt it by having it rounded off. It is a bit hard to define, and maybe we'll have a different time. We're going to look at this a bit closer. But at what point will you say that it is exactly a sharp 90 degree corner? Like, because if you look closely at any garment, you will see that it's not. Okay, so what would you say? Yeah, okay, good. So let's say it doesn't have to be 90 degrees, but it's got to be a corner. I want... Because look at your tzitzis and look at it with a magnifying glass and tell me if you find it square. I want you to look at it really closely.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying even your jacket, then why can't you say that's a corner?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's well, we're saying the same thing. So it's hard to define a sharp corner. How do you define a sharp corner? Gideon, how would you define it? That it's obligate but sits. We're saying arbo kanfois, define corner. As opposed to round.
90 degrees.
Yeah, but not everything. See, if you can have 90 degrees, if you're looking at it from distance, this is also 90 degrees. Okay. From distance. So how do you define 90 degrees? Any suggestions? I don't know.
Tangential.
That's it. Now, I don't know, how would you define it? So, I'll tell you where else this halacha comes up, and this is an incorrect comparison. Perhaps, most likely incorrect. What else do we need to have square? Where is tefillin? That's it. Wow. Yes, bar mitzvah. Yeah, sure.
Only a certain radius.
Oh, keep going.
Once the radius goes. It's going to be like 5 millimeters.
You would say 5 millimeters? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. 4 is no good. 6 is. How do you?
I don't know.
5 millimeters sounds good. Let me just.
What it looks like from a. You take an average. Interview 100 people. Say, is this a square?
Good. Marrington, you're saying make an average like normal. That kind of. I'll tell you where we. So at tefillin, we know there's a loch. Tefillin needs to be squared. A loch l'moshe m'sinai. This is really important. We can only do tefillin mitsham. If the tefillin are not sharp. Square, the tefillin are, Halacha Moshe M'Sinai teaches us, it's possible. Tefillin which are not square, so if it's very common that either if you by modim, you are in front of the wall, and you do it a little bit too thing, you knock off a corner of the tefillin, you could easily have puzzled the tefillin in a split sec. More common than that even is, if you put the tefillin out of your box. It's very common, by the way. It's very common. I've seen this numerous times. When you put the tefillin in and out of your box, and you don't do it like this, but you rather use you like what you scratch it, you scrape you. Yeah. So what happens is that you'll see that it will be slightly rounded, slightly.
You can get little covers for them.
Yeah, sure. But even, that's the tefillin shel, but tefillin shel Rosh, normally you don't get covers.
No, I've seen some people do.
All right, okay.
before they put them in the bottom.
Yeah, okay, okay. But even the if the lower part of the tefillin mat also
reduce the impact of shoveling
in. Right, okay. So that's exactly what I'm referring to. That's something about shoveling in. Sometimes, depending on the tefillin, depending on the box, depending on your behavioral the way you're putting it in. Sometimes it will get like rounded over the months and the years. And it's often a shaila because it's not, when is it considered not, when is it not sharp, when is it not rectangle, when is it not a square anymore? And here the halacha is that, there's no shear of millimeters, you're telling 5 millimeters. There the halacha is that, you don't need any equipment for that. If it looks from the, is this round or is it squared? Is it round, is it square? Is this round, square? If you look at it like that, that's the way we define it. Are we going to say the same regards to tzitzis? When is it called this way? Abakanfois.
So it's interesting that it's only in the last few hundred years that we have machines to make clothes. I mean, it used to be that they weren't able to make it. So
correct. Right, yeah, it probably wasn't there. Yeah, although the tailors and the yeah, but you're right. You're probably right. It's probably sharper now than it is. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so we continue. Safe cotton base patura mavua bikor. Pasuk tells us the ksev. Al arba kanfois kesuscha, on the four corners of your ksus, of your garment. Vedashina besifri, the sifri tells us, arba veloisholesh, four. Pasuk says, four corners, veloisholesh and not three. So if you've got three corners, no tzitzis. Vyoise marbinon ma'ashe techase. But you can't, if it's got more than four corners, you only attach four tzitzis. Right. Now, the question is, what is the problem with attaching an extra tzitzis? Can you put on an extra tzitzis? So say, you just want to make sure that people see your tzitzis. And you want to just add an extra fifth tzitzis to your fifth corner. Absolutely, it's baltoisif, so you can't do that. Correct. Sifkotten Gimel tells us you put them. Yesh lo yosim abak chayeves. Mishavus v'yesh poitin. Elas is bas chomish lechatchila. Try to avoid a five cornered garment. Try to avoid that. Velekosa prima god. Prima god says elas apoitim. Ois on talisus k'tanim shalom nishis beis atzava. Our tzitzios. Or our abacanthus that we have got, sheish based tzava, which have a neck opening, yeah, a based tzava, like an opening over here. So very interesting. So what are we gonna? So how many corners has he got? Count the corners of your tzitzis.
There's an extra two over here.
Yeah. So four plus.
Six.
So four plus two equals. Six. You've got six corners in an average tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't have ideally more than four corners if avoidable. And the tzitzis that we have got six corners. It's no great. Plus, there are opinions that hold that you don't put on tzitzis if there's more than four corners. So he says, "Mikolnokim roiv sosum." He says, "Don't worry about it because the majority of the baguette is closed, so it doesn't matter." Once the majority is closed off, then the four little corners don't really matter. Okay. If you can have the fifth and the sixth corners, if you can round them off, that's even better. Is that what we do? He says, ideally, if you can round off the extra corners, it's much better. It is done. Now, the fact that you're referring to, that's exactly where it comes from. You will notice that the frak that Rabbonim wear frak, yeah? It's called Yiddish. Yeah, it's not Mamashe Kapote. Kapote is the Chabatzke wear kapote. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about frak. Rabbonish a frak. Yeah, a frak. A rov, the rabbis, they wear normally a frak. It's called in Yiddish a frak. I don't know what the Yiddish word is. No, Pekish is something else. Pekish is with the chesed and the shiny, the silky thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Rabbonim,
the long coats.
It looks like this, it's just long.
Two buttons
in the back, that's it.
Yeah,
okay, that's called the frak. Yeah, so that you will... So if you the frak, as you pointed out correctly, normally they are manufactured specially and And they normally you'll see that there's they are open in the back, and you'll see that they are They're around it for this. The main reason is because of that. So it's because it's you've got extra corners, and we're trying to go according to all opinions that there should be no,
it's not four.
It's got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, so we're, that's right. So you're right. So we're actually rounding off the fourth corner to avoid any potential shadows. That's where it comes from, yeah. Yeah. So, Nami Shavusif Katan Dalet refers to what you were talking about. You mentioned about Toysef. If you put on fifth tzitzis over, if you added a fifth tzitzis over Mishon Bal Toysef, you're over on a mitzvah of Bal Toysef. So don't add a fifth tzitzis. Okay. Now, say base. Rabbi Yisai, yesh lo arba v'chotach echot balachsoin, v'so shnayim. What happens if you have four-cornered garment, v'chotach echot balachsoin, and you cut one of the four corners, balachsoin, slanty,
diagonally,
that's it. V'so shnayim. Now you've made out of one corner, you've made two. Harina says, balas chomesh, it's now become five v'chayeves, and it's chayev b'tzitzis. So cutting off a corner is not a good idea. You know, if you're rounding it off, yeah, then it's three corners now. But if you're cutting it off like this, what's happening is that you've got still five corners, still chayev b'tzitzis. Okay, now, mishibun sifkotn. Sifkotn Vav says as follows: V'hu adin simlim chotach shtei kanfois balachsoin. What happens if you cut four corners? See if I understand this. If you cut two corners balachsoin, v'nas is balashesh, it becomes now six corners. How does that work? If you have two corners and you cut them in a way, you got six now. You cut them diagonal, you have six. How does that work? I don't get it.
So if you cut your jacket there.
How?
Like that, you've got that corner and that corner.
Oh, good, that's it, yeah.
And then on the other side.
And then that's it, very good. So now, Balashesh, now you've got six corners, and so you've turned it into something which Chayev B'tzitzis is. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, in other words, you're not saving yourself. If you want to get out of tzitzis, that's not the way to do it. Balas chomesh sivkot zayin v'chen yilu v'tchilas sholosh. If there was initially three corners, v'chotach knaf echol l'shnayim, you cut one into two. One of the corners you cut into two. Nas is balas arba, and now it's got four corners. V'chayev b'tzitzis in obligated tzitzis. So what would be that case? You had three, you cut it into two. You got four now. You chayev b'tzitzis. Tzoch shtia chaticha gdole v'nikeres. You've got to make the, when you're cutting the corners, you've got to make the, that it's rabbinically recognizable. Okay. Okay, we'll summarize. We'll start with Gimel tomorrow, Mitzchem. Okay, what we learned this evening, we learned about the importance of a four-cornered garment. Is a four-cornered garment is chayev b'tzitzis. Less than four corners is not chayev b'tzitzis. And more than four, it continues to be chayev b'tzitzis, but four tzitzis. Don't ever add a fifth tzitzis, because that's bal toisef. The reason why you need to have four is because the pasuk says that al kanfos kesuscha, four corners chayev b'tzitzis, three less is three not. We also spoke about that ideally don't make a garment which has got five corners. Ideally try to avoid that if possible. And we spoke about various instances that you cut off a corner, what happens then. Okay, these are the halachas of this evening. We'll continue with Shem from Siv Gimel tomorrow evening. B'Sialta Dishmaya. Wishing you a very pleasant evening.